Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. So I'm happy to be speaking in my hometown. And I have had the good fortune of studying for the last 4 years under a grandmaster of Qigong. And his name is Li Tian. Sometimes we refer to him as Grandmaster Li Tian or Li Tian Dasha. Dasha is another way of saying grandmaster. So his abilities in China began to blossom decades ago, starting with a single Qigong practice. And now he is living part of the time in the United States and offering Qigong practices and transmissions of energy for various purposes. The purposes include healing the earth, improving life for all beings, and healing ourselves in the process. So I had studied cutting-edge medicines for over a decade, different kinds of herbal medicines, sound therapies, many, many different therapies, and I kept feeling like I was coming up against a wall. I had not studied Qigong, and I heard about this grandmaster from another Qigong master in Mill Valley who had gone to him one day, and her circulation problems of decades was solved that one day. And so it definitely piqued my interest, and I went down to spend a day with him. And upon leaving the workshop, I didn't go in with any real expectations. I just thought I'd go and find out what was going on. My entire body was just lit up like it had never been lit up before. I had incredible amounts of energy just buzzing all through my body. Manifestations of not needing to eat, not needing to sleep, having extraordinary states of consciousness and relationship to the world around me. So when I had this first experience around the teachings and the theoretical actualizations is really what Qigong is offering. So the theory and the intellectual theories are actually embodied in the Qi itself and vice versa. So as the lectures are being given, as all the information is being given, as the website is being cast, as all of the information around Qigong is being given out, the Qi is actually pouring out through all these things to improve life for all beings. The level of my transformation that one day was so remarkable that I began to study and devote myself. And I was fortunate enough to become a certified instructor, so now I teach here in town. And in Berkeley, we have an office in Berkeley. We also have a group practice every Tuesday night here in Sebastopol at the Arts Center. And we also do other instructions, you know, in different parts of the town and other places around the country and the world. So there is a lot to share about Qigong, and Qigong is really just that. It's about sharing and giving. The energy that can come through these practices is nothing short of miraculous. People have healings that are so fast and so remarkable as to just leave most forms of medicine, in my opinion, in the dust. When I first went, my very first day, the translator there she was from China and in the banking industry. So she was translating all of Grandmaster's teachings throughout the day, and she told her story about how her family was very devoted to Qigong and practicing diligently, but she did not believe in it. And she found herself with a cancerous condition in the hospital with a very, very intense type of cancer and was dying, and they had her hooked up to this machinery and her blood was running black through the machines. So Grandmaster came to her bedside and was speaking to her and just talking about regular old stuff, and within 2 hours her blood was bright red and clear through the machine. And then he just called her on occasion, connecting, reconnecting to her, and right now she's perfectly fine. This is just one out of many, many, many cases. In Sebastopol, I am a great healing response. There are many of us that have had incredible healing responses through this practice so quickly as to, in my world, it was unimaginable that this could happen. From being in a state where your energy, the energy of your body is weak, taxed, and in an instant, really, it's beyond time and space, in an instant your energy body can be rejuvenated. So there are levels of these transmissions or of these practice states. The beginning level, generally speaking, you would start with strengthening the physical body. So this Qigong is actually laid out very scientifically. So there's an A, B, and C system of practices. And the A system focuses primarily on the physical body. The B system focuses primarily on the soul body, which of course has its influence on the physical body. And the C system has its influence on both of these simultaneously. The A system realigns, restructures the physical structure or the cellular structure. So this is particle theory. In the B system, you're working with wave theory. So the waves are harmonized. This harmonization is done in the, if you have studied Chinese medicine at all, in Chinese medicine they talk about an organ not just as an organ but as a system. So the kidney system is related to the bladder, the bones, the fluids in the body, the reproductive system. So this would be considered a micro universe, one aspect of a microcosmic universe inside the physical body. The macrocosmic universe, it would relate to planetary bodies and the structure, the energetics of that planetary body influencing us. So as, just like a, like Comcast network, for instance, can connect us to high-speed internet response. I don't know if any of you have gone from, like, you know, slow internet, like a dial-up service, to high-speed or satellite service. You know the difference of that. And so Comcast or any of these other servers are helping to connect us to this higher speed of getting information. Qigong is exactly that. It's a satellite to this divine energy. And the energy is universal. And we call it divine, we call it spiritual energy, you can refer to it as the celestial Tao, you can refer to it as God or the universe or planetary consciousness or just very pure energy. You can refer to it many different ways. To me, what matters is, does it work? The methods, do the methods work? And in my opinion, the methods are just incredible. They're so fast and effective. Just in the very beginning practices, the A system practices, which begins with the bronze bell, is the only practice that our grandmaster practiced to heal his physical body, which had multi layers of illnesses. He practiced only bronze bell for 6 months diligently and was alleviated of his physical illnesses. So this was in China decades ago. He brought these practices to the West, and now there are multitudes of different practices and workshops being offered, each one of them pertaining to a slightly different, we could call it an activation of your celestial body or an activation of your light body, and a cleansing, repair, and or replacement of your energy bodies. So if you take Chinese medicine and you take it back even further, for instance, if you're looking at the physical body, you're seeing a form, a physical form. And we can talk about the physical form. If you look inside the physical body, you can see the organs, the organ systems. And if you can really, you know, look closely at the pulses, or you can look closely at the way the energies are working, if you're very clear that way, or sense that, you can determine what is in harmony and what is not in harmony. These organ systems are, of course, linked to each other perfectly. And having one move into a state where it's not as in harmony will affect all the other organ systems. So the physical strengthening helps to bring that back in alignment, all of those systems. So the bronze bell actually addresses all of the physical body. There are also five organ system practices. So these include the kidney, the liver, the lung, the heart, and the stomach. And those have their paired organs and all the other organ systems combined. Those actually work on specific areas of the body. So if you know you have a lung weakness or you know you have a heart weakness, you can do that practice, learn that practice, and that practice will help to open, cleanse, and rejuvenate these particular areas. Taking it into an even further process, you can move into the C-level classes, which are called celestial, it's a celestialization of the organs. This, to me, I had read about this in Ayurvedic medicine, the Vedic texts, before I read any Chinese theory. So in the Vedic texts, they talk about this thing called kaya kalpa, which is a rejuvenation of the physical body and being able to renew life or extend life beyond what would normally think is possible. And in Ayurveda, they talk about herbs and different kinds of techniques, but the techniques are mythical at this stage. Everything that I read refer to a time in the past that is so hidden from us, it's so deep in the past that it's very hard to connect with or learn from. It's really just that. It's just a reference point. It's saying, yes, this occurred, you know, thousands of years ago. The Totai Huangu process, which is the sea level, most advanced level of Tiangong, is this process of what we talk about Kayakalpa in the Vedics, without the use of herbal technology or any other technology. There's no machinery used or anything like that. It's just an energetic transmission that comes through the masters who are present at the time. And these particular practices can and have rejuvenated like the organs of the physical body instantly back into an incredible state of consciousness and health. So for instance, it's possible you go in with a very weak kidney system and come out with a renewed kidney system. This is my personal experience. I know this to be true, as well as many of the other practitioners. So that is in its most advanced position. The sea level is the most advanced system of practices. There's also a middle system, the B system, which works on the soul components like clairvoyance, clairaudience, energy breathing, celestial shield. A celestial shield is given to every student. A celestial shield protects you from radiation, viruses, bacteria, impacts. The first time I ever received my celestial shield, I could sit in the sun for 2 or 3 hours without being affected by the sun. That would have been impossible for me the day before. So these are some of the things that are happening in Tiangong. The reason that these things are happening is for the three rescues or the three missions, which is to heal the earth or, you know, save the planet, improve life for all beings, and heal ourselves. And it's a very magnanimous process. The most benefit that we receive during the practices is when we embrace it wholeheartedly for the sake of all. So in other words, you go in and you don't really think so much on yourself. You don't worry about your own illnesses, your own weaknesses. This actually smallifies our perception of who we are or what we are, what we're doing here. And as our hearts open to the greater humanity and the greater whole, the energy can come in much greater. So the heart opens up to all beings and wishing health for all beings. Your heart opening like this allows you to receive more energy and to give more energy at the same time. It's a very, very important part of Tiangong. So the words that Tiangong uses, they tend to be rather specific and scientific, because, for instance, when we use the word light, we could be talking about different forms of light or different qualities of light. Qi is energy. Light is energy. Thought is energy. The quality of the light, the quality of the energy, the qi, the quality of the of our thoughts and our words and our actions also help to influence the practice and to build the practice. The connection through the Tiangong satellite, so to speak, will actually bring in what is a very, very quality type of light or a quality type of energy. So when Tiangong is referring to celestialization, the celestial energy is a very specific form of energy. It's a very high dimensional form of energy. So if you reach, we know through the clairvoyant studies of the masters that we know that there are multiple dimensions. Although we live in the third dimension, there's an unseen dimension above us in the fourth dimension, and yet another one in the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth dimensions. The higher that you can reach into these dimensions to connect with the quality of energy, the better the quality of energy, the better your physical health will be as well. The better your state of consciousness, the more clairvoyant abilities will awaken. All these things will happen in a very, very natural fashion when you and are connected and in harmonic resonance, and when you're ready for this. So for instance, a person that's not ready or they're closed down slightly and they're not quite aligned in some way with their thought, word, or deed, it could be detrimental for them to actually receive energy from very, very high source. It might open them so greatly that they're not able to contain it at that moment. So this is why it's important step by step. And that step-by-step process happens naturally. You can go into a C-level class and receive very high-quality energy, celestialization of your organs, for instance, and nothing derogatory will happen to you. You may experience some detoxification, but it's not a harmful thing to your physical being or your mental being. But there is an integration period as well. There can be. So this is a lot of information, and it's really just the tip of the iceberg, but I'm covering a broad area of ground here. The actual theories around each of these practices is very intricate and very, very fascinating, but it's the easiest thing to receive these messages or information. It's really the most difficult practices are the physical practices, and they are very simple. And in my opinion, the very foundation of Tiangong is like a miracle. The bronze bell practice has energy, it begins to pour into you immediately and helps to strengthen your physical body. The B system of practices is also very easy to learn, and we instruct in these. There'll be a bronze bell class coming up in Sebastopol this coming week, next Thursday. So next Thursday at 7415 Hayden Street. This is Monet and Suzanne Kincaid's house, which is a couple blocks from here. So that'll be our next Bronze Bell teaching. And we also have a group practice, again, every Tuesday night. So it's 7 to 8:30 at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. So what we do during these practices is we practice the introduction to Tiangong, where you learn how to open yourself up and learn some of these practices. There is some celestial language activation where you basically learn how to begin to practice all these things at home. The thing about having a workshop or a practice with either someone like me, a certified instructor, or one of the masters is that the energy present in the workshop pours into you and then you take it home with you. So it's not just a theoretical practice, it's actually an energetic transformation that begins to occur during the workshop. And you take that home and then you work with it. When I first began to practice Bronze Bell, I had all this energy and I thought, oh, you know, of course I'm studying with Grand Master, it's energy pouring in like a waterfall, and I'm thinking, am I going to carry this home with me? You know, is this going to happen for me at home? And of course, you know, it was still pouring in beautifully at home. So there are a lot of aspects of Tiangong to talk about, and a lot of us have had incredible healing through these practices. And really, it's an opportunity. It's just a great opportunity for all of us to share this. And I'm very, very honored to be in the position I'm in now, to be able to share. When I first went into Tiangong, I was really tired all the time, and I had a chronic fatigue type condition and aches in my body, and I had studied all kinds of stuff, and people were recognizing that I was weak, but they didn't know why I was weak. They couldn't figure it out. And it's not just why you're weak, but it has to do with the methodology of how to get rejuvenated again. And in some ways, it's almost better to forget about why you got weak or how you got weak, unless you need to address that and just let go of it and feel rejuvenated. And so, you know, I went from a state of feeling like I really just needed to lay down and to a state of feeling sometimes where my physical body now can feel 1/3 to 2/3 its physical weight. So there's a lightness. You know, they call it enlightenment. It's the heart growing lighter, the thoughts growing lighter, and the physical body can grow lighter and lighter. It's an amazing phenomenon. Would anyone like to ask any questions?
Yeah. Is it a movement or a breath or both?
It is both. There are movements. The physical practices, the physical strengthening practices, have movements and still postures. So there's 6 in Bronze Bell, for instance. These 6 postures allow you to do practice in standing, sitting, cross-legged, and laying down in reclining positions, depending on your state of health and also depending on the state that you're in that particular day. So that particular day, you may be feeling really strong. standing is the best way to receive the energy in bronze bell by far. The energy can really pour in. So in the bronze bell posture, you're just standing, and what will happen is that the chi, the universal chi, will flow in much easier because you're positioning yourself so that it can happen that way. So as we fold up more and more, right? So the next position will be like sitting in a chair. This is not a good chair to demonstrate, but you'd be just sitting in a chair, so you already have some folds, so the chi is not going to flow quite as easily. Now, I fought with this when I first started. I thought, I want to stand because Grandmaster's like, standing is the best, you'll get the best energy that way. And so I really tried to stand, but I was tired. I needed to sit down, and I didn't. I kind of underestimated the strength of the sitting practices. So I began to sit, and the energy just poured in, and I was nourished from sitting. The sitting style really nourished me, and I was able to stand again. And there have been times when I've been sick, like I had an earache or whatever, I needed to lay down and do the practice that way. And I can feel the energy pouring in. I'm very sensitive to the energy. I notice changes in my physical body, my emotional body, you know. All I have to do is just connect with my mind or my heart, and I'm immediately. Tian Gong is actually, those words are like a switch. So, just like a mantra or something that is a very positive nature. So if you say something like love or caring or gratitude or humility, things that have a statement for the world. You know, we as, let's say in the U.S. community, we know these English words. So these English words, those carry a sense of energetic feel to them. They mean something to all of us. And Tian Gong actually has a quality of throwing a switch. The switch actually is thrown on as you think the words and you connect to the three rescues. As long as you connect in your heart with sincerity, the outer physical postures help to activate, strengthen, and align certain things. They open meridians and work with different meridians, but the switch is just by connecting, and that's done with a single thought. It's actually very, very easy.
So in one of these sessions, are you guided with somebody speaking? And
initially, yes. And actually, what will happen is, like in a workshop, for instance, in Bronze Bell, I do the instructing. I instruct what to look for, how to set up the postures from the ground up, what to look for safety-wise. It's very simple things, but things that we need to cover because we're doing this as a community. We want to take care of everyone. So you want to have, you know, for instance, you want to have a level footing. But, you know, somebody might try to practice on a non-level footing, and that will actually disrupt the chi. So very, very simple things like that we go over. And so to answer your question, the bronze bell and a lot of the other physical strengthening postures have movements and still postures. As you get into the B level and the C level, it's all meditation style. It's actually, as you advance in your practices, it gets simpler and simpler. The physical strengthening practices are actually the ones that have the most movements and the most intricacy in the actually having, oh, I have to remember this sequence or this sequence. But after you've done them for a while, it's become second nature as well. So for instance, if you're receiving a celestial kidney in the C level, you know, in our that is actually the foundation of the C level, is called celestial kidney practice. If you're receiving a celestial kidney, you would just be sitting in a reverent state, humble, preferably. The more humble, the better the reception. So it's very, 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 very easy to receive. It's really just a matter of opening your heart to it. Showing up is the first step, of course. And once you've learned, like for instance, once you've had celestial kidney practice, there is an energetics to the practice that you take home with you. Now, this is something I discovered last year. I have books of notes because I've been studying for 4 years. And as an instructor, I need to take a lot of notes, remember all these guidelines, remember this. So I have all these notes. And as I'm taking my notes, I'm writing while I'm in the workshops with Grandmaster or the Masters, and I'm in the midst of these energetic transmissions. So last year I was looking at my notebook, and I thought, I'm going to feel the energy of my notes. I didn't even read my notes. I just put my hand on the page that I'd written all the notes for the celestial kidney, and all of that energy for the celestial kidney just came pouring back into my being. Rejuvenation, rejuvenation, rejuvenation. It's a very, very amazing opportunity, and a very... You can receive energy like that by taking your own notes. You can receive energy like that through the website, through a... we get these papers that are... they're certificates of completion. So as you receive some of the practices, some of the more advanced practices, you get a certificate of completion. And these certificates of completion are embedded with these energies. And I literally, I can handle one of my C11 or, you know, whatever, the celestial bone diplomas or certificate of completion, and the energy of that practice is fully embodied in that paper. It does not wear off. So it's really amazing, amazing, amazing. I really believe that this is our next medicine. This is the medicine of the far distant past. Grandmaster talks a lot about where we used to be, where we came from thousands and thousands of years ago. We didn't need to eat or sleep or drink. We could all float or bounce or fly around. These were all very common. Now it seems like they're far out there, but you know, not too long ago these were really a pretty, you know, bizarre concept. No one would have believed you 10 years ago that they, you know, if we told them that we'd all have our own little phones. And so I think these methods are really, they're carrying us back to a place that we've already been. It's a remembering, you know, remembering. It's like bringing everything back into a whole again. The soul is a great, great level and a great deal of topic in Tiangong. The level of the soul, the depths of the soul, the actual soul components. So until I actually studied Tiangong, I thought of soul as just like a single entity. The soul was very vague. And actually Tiangong, through the universal qualities of its teaching, talks about the different aspects of the soul, what they do, how to cleanse them, strengthen them, purify them. And the actual cleansing of the soul is like watering and cleansing the roots of your plant, your tree, which is your body. Without that, I mean, you can, you know, particle theory is like, you can throw herbs and supplements, and I've got so many supplements. And none of those things were really affecting my soul. And what happened is my soul became affected upon the first workshop I took. It was focused on the soul. And it bloomed, it blossomed, and my physical body just followed it. It was amazing, because I hadn't even learned bronze belt at that stage. And later on, I had a meeting with Grandmaster, and I wanted to know, you know, I forgot how I worded it, but I was asking, you know, what's going on with me, or, you know, what's happening with my physical body? Everyone wants to know what's happening with their physical body, right? So we relate so well to it. And he's like, your physical body's not the problem. It's the soul. Your soul was damaged in a past life from this, this, and this, and now it's not able to receive the universal light properly. So this is a very, very important aspect of Qigong. It's an essential aspect in learning how to teach these methods and learn these methods, embody these methods, and to really receive deep healing. Really, really deep healing. The soul body is so intricate. There are actually many components. Some live in the liver, some live in the lungs, some live in the heart. And each one of these different aspects, they all play different roles. Some play roles of the physical body, where they have a more of a connection to the physical body. And, you know, so there's a lot of different elements in them.
You keep saying Tiangong. Is that the same as... Is that how that's pronounced?
Qigong.
How's that different?
Qigong is actually more of a blanket word. Qigong means energy work. And Qigong is something that has many styles. Like, for instance, you could say yoga, right? So there's many different styles of yoga. In a way, Qigong is kind of the yoga of China. So just like yoga has the element of strengthening the physical body, and then you can get into the service work of yoga. There's different types of yoga, right? So in a way, this is the same, theoretically. Now, qigong, meaning energy work, tiangong is a form of qigong. It's one form of qigong. And, you know, tiangong was awarded a lot of honors, and Grandmaster was, you know, highly recognized in China. There were thousands and thousands and thousands of practitioners receiving benefits. Many of them were healed of serious illness. Many of them, you know, all these abilities were waking up. And this is a self-empowerment practice. So with self-empowerment, though, goes responsibility. However, the way that this qi comes in and the type of qi that it is, it already moves us into more positive thoughts, word, and speech. It does not move us into a place where we feel like we want to get more for ourselves. And it's a very, very... it already has a benevolent quality to it because it is from a high source. So it's its own natural state. And as you become more filled with this, there are actually two... We could talk about two energies. The energies of high quality qi or energy are represented in two different aspects. One is called Zen qi or righteous qi. This is a discernment or a clarity in the energy. And this clarity is essential for us to know how to act and how to teach and how to move in the world and show each other what are the best paths. The second quality is magnanimous. It's a magnanimous quality. It could be called great love. And that great love is compassion and love and caring for all souls. It's not just the souls in the third dimension. It's care for souls in multiple dimensions. It's care for the plants. It's care for the animals. It's definitely, first and foremost, we are caring for the earth. The earth is recognized as a living being. It has its soul. It has organ components. The trees are the liver of the planet. So they are actually like the filters and the help that our planet needs. The oceans and the waters of the earth could be looked at as the kidney system. These are essential components in order for the structure of our, what we count on right now. We count on the resources of the earth. The problem is that the way that we go about getting our resources is not very refined. It's actually very rudimentary, and we've depleted the earth in these ways. Qigong actually brings us back to a time when we would receive our resources from the celestial realm and the earthly realm simultaneously, and we need less and less resources from the earth. It's a way of lightening our load on the planet. There's a lot more to be said for that. Yin sustainability is how we say it, generally speaking. Everyone is talking about yang sustainability. You know, we want to go green. And I'm fully for all of this. It's another essential component we have to pay attention to. Recycling, permaculture, biodynamic farming, all of these things that everyone's learning about. You know, Steiner, he was talking about it. All these different people, they know what was necessary. And they... Even though it seems like we're pioneering, we're actually traveling back into a place. When we talk about organic now, it's kind of funny, right? Because it's like we never had to talk about organics in the deep past because we never had chemicals back then. You know? So now we have to refer back to a time when there was no toxins on the planet and when there was no toxic thought on the planet. This is what Tiangong is teaching about lessening our toxic thoughts, actually eliminates toxic qi from the body. Having one negative thought will actually acidify the qi in the body and will influence your blood, your cellular structure, every component in your being. And as you get into the practice, you begin to realize that you don't want to have negative thoughts. It's just natural. You're less stressed out. This is like the best stress reducer that I've ever found. My practice right now is just full of laughter. My practice is like a deep, deep state of laughter. And the laughter just eliminates any negativity, any stress that I have. It's just an amazing gift, incredible gift. Everyone's practice evolves at its own state, you know. this happened to me like a month and a half ago, where I fell into this deeper state after practicing for 4 years, and thinking, you know, here I am, I'm just like just doing my practice. I go into these exalted states of consciousness. I go into the trough of consciousness, you know, and basically, you know, my teacher is like, don't worry about that. The important thing is that you're moving forward. Just keep practicing. You know, the waves move up, the waves move down. And about a month and a half ago, I just relaxed. I took another step in my relaxation. And as I relaxed that little bit more, this laughter just began to pour through me, which in turn just erased more and more tension in my physical body, my emotional body. It's an amazing, amazing, amazing thing. It's so simple. So, so simple. And a lot of our students laugh. I mean, no one complains about laughing.
You mentioned a website. What's its address?
The website is tiangong.org. T-I-A-N-G-O-N-G. And that is on some of our literature. Tonight we brought a few things to share. These are chi infused items. They have been created by Grandmaster. There's two CDs at the moment. These two particular CDs are very new, and they are in German and Chinese, but they contain an element of something called a celestial purification device and a celestial transmutator. And these devices actually purify your physical environment. It's a very, very powerful healing tool. The CDs are $25. They're actually two CDs. You can listen to them wherever you want, although I wouldn't actually recommend driving and listen to them. Usually we have a bunch of other CDs. I've listened to all of Grandmaster's CDs. These are by far, in my opinion, the most potent. And I listen to them when I practice sometimes. We only have a couple left. The cards are all chi infused too. You can hold them in your hands. They're $5. And the stickers help to protect your house environment, your car. They're $3 and $5. So they're all very reasonably priced. But I would suggest if you're interested, come to a group practice. They're by donation Tuesday night, if you have time to do that. Or come practice Bronze Bell. The more that you immerse yourself, let me just tell you a couple more things that are happening. Tomorrow night in Berkeley is a by donation, or a sliding scale, I should say, sliding scale event at the Rudra Mandir Center with Master Tian Ying. And she's going to be actually lecturing on the ancient Mayan culture through her third eye view. And so the perspective of the ancient Mayans has a whole different take, and she has very, very, very high quality clairvoyance. Very high quality. So does the Grandmaster and her sister, Master Tian Ping, who will be coming here in July. She'll be here in July. So we are having ongoing events. You can check the website. There'll be flyers up over town. We'll be having the Masters back here. Grandmaster will probably be coming to Sebastopol soon. And Saturday and Sunday, there are two events in Berkeley over the weekend. One of them is a DSI, or Releasing Spirit Attachment. We just had that workshop in Sebastopol. There were 32 people there. This was my very first experience with Tiangong, the very first workshop I'd had. This is a very in-depth topic, but basically what will happen is souls that are passing from the third to another dimension will often not have the strength to make the transition. So they're stuck in between. These souls will come and attach on us and start to drain our kidney energy, which taxes our entire physical body, our emotional body. When these souls are asked to be relieved, there will be Dasha refers to them as high beings or universal beings, universal grandmasters. There are many of these universal masters that are assisting. They will come and help to guide these souls to wherever they need to be guided to. When the souls recognize this opportunity, most often they leave because the opportunity is so great. They really have their priorities straight in the invisible realms. A lot of souls get attached to us from loving us. Like, you could have a pet attached to you, or several pets attached to you. like your mom who died, your grandma who died. This was the case with this Qigong master who I had met in Mill Valley. Her grandma's soul was attached to her, and that was what was causing her circulation issues. So when her grandma's soul went with these high beings that day at this workshop, her circulation was cured instantly. So these kind of things occur often. And so that's Saturday in Berkeley. That's a full day. And then the day after that is another aspect of soul work, which is a soul retrieval. But this retrieval is different than a lot of types of retrievals where an aspect of the soul will go missing. Now, a lot of cultures, shamanic and tribal cultures, recognize that the soul, part of the soul, can go missing. What we refer to as the yang shen, okay, in the Chinese terms now. The yang shen is a part of the soul that lives in the liver and actually bridges between the physical body and spiritual body. The yang shen plays a great role and is very important in the physical health of the body. In this class, if your yang shen is missing or damaged, most likely it will actually just be replaced. You won't be searching for aspects of your soul. There will actually be a new component to replace this. I've had this happen to me, and it's the difference between feeling alive or half dead to me. I felt it literally. I could hear it come back, and I instantly had like all this like happy feeling. I felt twice as strong in my physical body. A lot of people have had amazing experiences having a new yangshen. So that's Sunday. So Saturday is the releasing the spirit attachment. Sunday is the regeneration or the renewal or the replacement of this part of the soul body. So these are set up in that order, right? You can see it's like detoxification, rejuvenation, just like herbalism. But it's all energy. It's all just pure, very, very high quality energy. And the classes go from 10 to 5:30. And then we have lunch, you know, our lunch. And it's really great because you have the support of, you know, the advanced practitioners that know what's going on. And if you're tired or you're feeling this or you're feeling that, they can reassure you. It's like, don't worry. We all have gone through this, you know, sometimes multiple times. And it's just it's good to have people there that can support the group. It's really a great family. It's really a growing family right now. In Sebastopol, our family is growing. It's grown exponentially in the last few months. And it's the people that are having these healings, like, there are really great stories. Really great stories. Linda is a relatively new practitioner. Ariel has been with us for a while. She's an advanced practitioner. So they have stories they can tell you if you'd like to ask them. And then there's many, many other stories. We don't have a lot of money for advertising right now. We're kind of grassroots. It's kind of funny. We have this amazing, like, you know, healing transmissions, but we just don't have the financial backing to make this big, you know, have billboards and you know, great, like, you know, big sound systems and all that, you know, where you come in and have a whole crowd come in. We're still kind of building in a grassroots way. But in some ways, this is serving its purpose because it's helping to build leaders and people in our community that have this, they already have a lot of these esoteric trainings behind, you know, backing them. They already understand a lot of these concepts. And so there's opportunities there for them to become instructors before everything grows really large. Because I think it's inevitable that it's going to grow large as we try to heal these illnesses like I was trying to heal through herbs and these other things that weren't really helping me. They helped a little bit. You know, I could feel them helping me a little bit, but I was like, it's not really working the way I read about this in my herbal studies or my herbal book. So that when my soul body became affected, that's when my physical body followed. That's when I got really, really deep healing. And it's ongoing. You know?
Are you seeing this visibly, like so quickly with people?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
Really?
Extraordinary. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm happy to answer any more questions.
Can you do any now? You said that in the beginning that it was a rapid response to this, and especially with fatigue, I'm tired from working. Could you do something to me right now that would take the edge off the fatigue?
Yeah, I think we can. What I'll do is I'll actually share with you a couple of very simple practices. Very, very simple. And these are called the gateway practices, or Tian Dao Gong, which is like an introduction. They're not exactly introductory practices because they're very easy to learn, but the introductory practices are still at a very advanced level. So the energy can come in very, very quickly in any of these practices. So the way that we practice, the physical stature can be important in the way that you receive the qi. So the best way to receive the qi is to have a chair, if you're sitting in a chair, that is the height of your legs. When your legs are bent at a 90 degree angle, that they're even. So you don't want your chair to be too short or too tall. If you're a little bit off tonight, that's okay. It's nothing to worry about too much. You want to have your knees positioned. You want to have your knees positioned shoulder width apart. Just come into your heart space, serenity. And I'll show you the postures, okay? The initial way to connect is just to bring the palms together. Now this looks like a spiritual practice with our palms together, right? Which indeed it is. But it also connects all the chi points in both the hands. So literally you're bringing this, all these conduits, all of these connections together. This actually strengthens the energy field. To me, I've noticed a huge difference now every time I bring my palms together. And as you do this over and over and over again every day, like these other practices I'm going to show you, the more that you do them, the more that the qi can flow. You know? So this is the first way we connect. We just close our eyes. We gently connect. So you're having a thought, just a fleeting thought, nothing too difficult. You're just connecting to the Tiangong consciousness for the sake of all beings. Relaxing head to toe. And we're going to move into the first posture, which is called Celestial Pagoda. And this is two fingers pointing up, two fingers pointing down. One hand, the right hand, actually goes to the brow point. And the second hand goes here around the heart area. The top of your finger, I'll come around and correct any postures with you. The top of your fingers is around the soft part of your throat. So this is what the posture looks like. You can look at me and then I'll come around and make adjustments. And you just gently close your eyes, your chin slightly tucked in. Don't worry about your breathing. Just allow your breathing to be natural. Let any thoughts go. second posture, which is called open heart. Looks like this. So the palms up, face up. So you actually have a little bit of a curve in your elbows. And your head is back. Just slightly back. Are closed. And I'm going to just sing a few sounds to help send the chi to all of our hearts. Gently bring your palms back together. And as we open our eyes, I'll show you how to close the practice. When you're ready, just open your eyes. So for male practitioners, the right hand goes over the left to the lower, this is called the lower dantina, just under the navel, and you're going to spin 9 times clockwise, as if you were the clock looking out. For female practitioners, the left hand goes over the right, and you also circle 9 times clockwise. And when you're done circling one direction, you circle in the other direction, counterclockwise 9 times. When you're done, you rub your palms together, getting them warm. You move up the side of your face, down the center. This is one movement. You do this 9 times. done, just bring our palms together and send out gratitude. So this gratitude is just an emotion. It's emoting from your heart, a thankfulness. It's a feeling as much as it is a thought. That's all. That's a very, very gentle beginning. So I thank you all. Thank you so much, Jim, for having us back.
Thank you.
Thank you. Feel free to sign our email list if you'd like.